Paragraph Gimel. Avol be'Avraham k'siv, whereas by Avraham Avinu it says, v'Avraham zokein bo bayomim, v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. Again, I believe this was this past week's parsha. That Avraham Avinu was old, he came with his days, and Hashem blessed him bakoil. Ki Avraham hishtadel kol yomov lahalois ulahashlim b'chinas hamalchus. Because Avraham Avinu worked his entire life to elevate and to complete the Malchus. The Gemara in the Medrash mentioned many statements that Avraham Avinu was the first one to call Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Odon, which is Malchus. And Avraham Avinu was the first one to broadcast Hashem live to everybody, everyone we met. He made them, he enlightened them that there's a king, there's a real king. As Rabbeinu Zal also speaks about it in Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran. Alkein zocho shehoyeloi bechinas malchus. This is why Avraham Avinu was zoiche, that he had this quality of malchus. Bechinas hachochmotato b'shleimus. He had malchus chochmotato b'shleimus, to completion. Dehainu, she'af she'igia l'madrega dolev goy moed, even though Avraham Avinu attained very, very high levels. She'ze bechinas zokein bo bayomim. That's what the pasuk means when it says he was a zokein bo bayomim. Zikna refers to chochma, highest levels of wisdom. Ki zokein merames al hasogas chochmo ilo moed, kemuva de rabbeinu ner yor. Because zokein is, the Gemara says, ze kono chochma. This refers to a person who has attained chochmo ilo, the very, very high levels of chochma. Afal pikein, hoyoloi kelim, shem bechinas chochma tato, lehasig hasogo islofi maregosoi. Even though Avraham Avinu had attained very high levels, he still had kelim for the next level. He kept going. He just kept going to higher and higher levels. V'zehu v'Avraham zokein bo bayomim v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. He was zokein. He had achieved a very high level of chachma, and yet Hashem gave him bakoil. Bakoil is everything. V'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, the Gemara says, bas hoyoloi l'Avraham u'bakoil shmo. That Avraham had a daughter named Bakoil. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that bas, daughter, is a concept of chochmotato. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, because the pupil of the eye, the black circle in the eye, is called bat ayin, the bat ayin. So bas represents that ability to receive, and it's through the pupil of the eye that the person sees everything. The pupil of the eye is very small. That's this chochmotato. That's this malchus, which is black, which takes in the chochma ilo, all the chochma. Everything a person sees, they see through that pupil of the eye. So the Torah says about Avraham Avinu, he was zokein bo bayomim. He was on the highest levels of chochma, and Hashem blessed him with bakoil. Hashem gave him bakoil. Hashem gave him a bat ayin, the malchus, to receive still higher levels of chochma. He kept going. Vezehu u'bakoil shmo. And it says the daughter's name was Bakoil. Shehoisa klula mikoil. Bakoil means everything, because she encompassed everything, like the malchus encompasses everything, like the chochma tato encompasses the whole chochma ilo. It's the garment for the chochma ilo. Shenimsar loy bechinas malchus. This tells us that Avraham Avinu was given kingdom, malchus, bechinas chochma tato bishleimus. He was zoicha to attain this chochma tato to the highest level of completion. Dehainu she'af she'igia lezikna, meaning that even though he had reached very high levels of chachma, dehainu hasoga gavoya moed, he achieved a very high level of understanding of Hashem, hafal pikein hoyloi b'chinas kelim lasig l'fiyos madrega. He still had the kelim that he needed to achieve that chachma and to keep going, obviously.
And this is why the Torah tells us that there were these four kings who were so powerful, such great armies, that they defeated a team of five kings. Four against five, and the four won. And the four captured Lot in the process also, Avraham Avinu's nephew. Avraham Avinu heard about this, and he said, "Those dirty rats, I'm going after them." He's going after these four kings with their armies who just wiped out five kings with their armies. He's going after them with Eliezer, with his servant Eliezer, or maybe 370 men. He's going to fix their wagon. Ksiv, and it says that the showdown was El Emek Shoveh. They came to a place called Emek Shoveh. V'am Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, Rashi HaKadosh brings this in Chumash over there, Shohushvu Kulam V'asa'u Melech. Shoveh means equal, agreement, that they all reached an agreement and they appointed Avram Avinu as king over them. They declared Avram Avinu as king over all of them. So Avram Avinu went after the four kings, which Rabbeinu Zal, Ki alidei shehichnia es ha'arba malchiois zocho lemalchus b'shleimus. Ayin b'maymar mishrei desakin anal. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, look over there in Likutimran Torah Lamed. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that there's malchus of Kedusha, and the challenge to the malchus of Kedusha, the opposition to the malchus of Kedusha, comes from the malchus of the Sitrachra, which is really four kingdoms. We mentioned this many times. Bovel, Parasumodai, Yavon, and Edom, the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra. Just like the malchus of Kedusha is referred to as a Dalid, the Dalid of Echod. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echod. Dalid is malchus of Kedusha. There's the malchus of the Sitrachra, which is these four kingdoms. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that in order to fix, in order to complete the malchus of Kedusha, you have to cut away the malchus of the Sitrachra from it. It shouldn't be able to draw from it. You have to be able to defeat, bring about the downfall of the four malchus of the Sitrachra. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, look what Avram Avinu did. Avram went after those four kings, those four Goyeshe kings, and he defeated them. That's how he was. And it says that after he did that, everybody got together and they appointed Avram Avinu as king. They came to Emek Shaveh. They came to a valley where everybody was in agreement. Everybody was Shaveh. They all agreed on what? They all agreed that Avram Avinu is king. This means that Avram Avinu is zeicha to be mesaking the malchus of Kedusha by the fact that he brought about the downfall. He defeated the four malchus of the Sitrachra. And again, this is why we brought that pasuk v'Avram zokein bo bayomim, that even though he reached up to very high levels of chachma, v'Hashem be'er chasarim rabakoil, he had the kelim for it. Hashem gave him the bakoil, the daughter, the bat ayin, the black of the eye. Hashem gave him that chachma tator to be able to contain it. So by him, everything was in sync. Whereas when we brought this pasuk about Dovra Melech, that by Dovra Melech, because on his incredible high level, there was a certain aspect of a pigam, that he was poigim to some tiny, tiny microscopic degree against Shaul HaMelech, with the garments of Shaul HaMelech. This is why the Torah says that when Dovra HaMelech got to a certain level, an incredible, credible high level, he put on clothing and it wouldn't warm him, meaning he didn't have the Chochmah Tator anymore for that level, to be able to be warmed by the Chochmah Ilo, by these Hasogas Elokus. Obviously, this is talking about on the highest possible levels, because we're talking about the greatest tzaddikim.